欢迎各位听众收听 2CR 澳洲中文广播电台。这个节目是品酒人生，我是嘉宾主持 Jacinda。 各位你们好，今天很高兴我们终于可以将 Chris Ringan 这段interview 就出街了。之前我们在有提及过 Chris 就过了来 Sydney， 在 Rockpool 就办了一晚的酒搭即係配餐嘅晚宴啦，咁啊喺嗰個晚宴度咧就試咗佢今年出嘅酒啦，Chris Ringan 嘅酒啦，咁啊包括 Dim Church 啊、Dry Grown 啊，跟住 Three Rivers 啊，亦都係啲佢嘅舊 Vintage 酒咧，咁就俾我哋試嘅。咁試完嗰個晚宴之後咧，咁啊好有幸咁樣啊 ，Chris 咧就應承咗做咗個 one-on-one 嘅 interview。咁啊，我就今日咧就喺呢一集嗰度咧。就想播放翻个 interview 俾各位听众，咁因为全部咧都系讲英文嘅，咁我咧就尽我能力就将佢翻译翻中文啦。咁啊，如果有啲翻译得唔系咁好或者讲得唔好嘅，请大家多多包容啊吓。咁啊好啦，咁我哋不如就开始听个 interview 咯噃。
Morning, Chris. Great to have you here today. Last night we hosted a wine pairing dinner where many of our guests enjoy your wine with food.We had great conversation about the wine, and then it's lovely meeting all these people that love the CR brand, which is Chris Ringan. This morning feels a little bit quieter because we're doing this, sitting down and doing an interview with me. Thank you very much. But we want to talk a little bit more about the person behind the wine, which is yourself. So do you remember the very first wine you ever made and how you feel when you...First, start tasting it.
好啦，咁啊，第一段我问及到啊 ，Chris 咧就系话佢细个嗰阵时，佢人生嘅第一款自己酿嘅酒系乜嘢？咁同埋咧，第一次品尝佢做嗰支酒嘅感觉又点样咧
？Yeah, thank you, Jacinda. As a kid, I was very interested in art.
Art?
Oh, and science. And I remember being very fascinated by wine labels.
Oh, okay.
And in the, I suppose the question I was exploring was, why are people putting so much effort into creating this drink, this wine, and more often with a, you know, beautiful label, and they're putting a lot of work into making the unique label. So I started exploring the, reading books about wine. You know, I was around 14, 15 years old, and discovered, of course, about how wine was made, and decided...to have a little experiment during the school holidays with making a little batch of wine from a recipe book that I'd found in my parents' library.
Okay.
And it was a little batch of plum wine, and it came out really well. But then I discovered, of course, that where I grew up in Auckland, everybody had a grapevine in the backyard. And I made an arrangement with all of my neighbours, grapevines as well as ours, to go around and harvest the grapes. And I set up a little winery.In the basement of my parents' house, and I started making a batch of wine. And this is the label for the very first.
Oh, wow. So it's Oakville.
Oakview, and this was because there was a big oak tree in the backyard, and I decided it was a rosé wine. And the label I decided to give it was Aliatico, which is an Italian variety used to make pink wine.So that's the very first one.
And handwritten is label.
Handwritten and photocopied, and then I labelled all of the bottles.
Wow, and you then put the year, 1976.
Yeah.
I wasn't even born then.
So that was the first sort of grape wine that I made as a little hobby. And then I discovered that it was possible to actually study the science of winemaking.
Wow, and at a clean age year when...All of us is thinking about going to the movies, how to get extra money. You already started, you know.
Yeah, experimenting.
Experimenting. That's amazing.
I planted a vineyard in my parents' backyard from just grapevines that I bought from the local nursery. And, started making wine from the vineyard in the backyard. And then I discovered that from a nearby scientific research facility that I could study winemaking.In Australia.
In Australia, yes. And back then New Zealand didn't have a college that, I see. And when you finished making your wine and you tasted it, how do you feel?
I was extremely pleased how it came out, and I gave the wine back to all of the neighbours who had I got the bonus from.
That's wonderful.
And that's why I got this label actually when I was back in New Zealand 3 weeks ago from a neighbour who'd saved the label of the wine.
Oh, wow. So
I can send you I'll text you that image because it's...
Great, great, great. And I'm sure a lot of Chris Ring and friends would love to see what your first label looks like, yeah. So when you actually made that wine, and then did you then go straight into college and therefore continue to learn more about wine, or did you have, because that started off as your curiosity, more like a hobby, right? But you know, even back then, that it's definitely going to be my ultimate career.
So when I graduated from high school,
mm.
I wrote a letter to the tertiary admissions of the University of Adelaide saying that I was interested in coming over to study winemaking at Roseworthy. And I got a letter back from them saying, yeah, your application has been accepted and you're going to be admitted into the intake in 1979. And this was in 1977.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a deal with my mum and dad, and I went and got a job in a pickle factory for a year. And they then said, every dollar you save, we will match. So, of course, I would be able to save enough money to be able to fly over to Australia. Wow. Yeah. So it all happened from there.
咁啊，Chris 咧就對住我就講話，佢細個嗰陣時咧就非常非常中意著迷啊，佢個藝術啦，即係 art 啦，仲有科學啊嗰啲就好有興趣嘅。咁咧嗰陣時其實佢對個酒咧可能個認知都唔係好多，但係佢其實吸引佢咧反而係個酒標啊，即係個 wine label。咁啊，佢喺佢个，佢就时喺度谂，点解啲人摆咁多啲时间同个心思咧，去制造一款葡萄酒，咁而佢啲 label 咧整得咁靓嘅咧，咁样样，咁而每一个 label 咧都独特噶，咁所以嗰阵时开始咧，佢就读好多关于葡萄酒嘅书嘅。咁啊，讲翻起嗰阵时咧，佢只得14、15岁嘅啫，咁佢就已经开始对呢个葡萄酒可能个 label 啦，咁啊就特别系。有興趣，但是看一看一些書呢，他也都對這個釀酒呢也都開始有一點好奇了。所以在他的學校放假期的時候，他自己做了一個小實驗，就在他爸爸媽媽的書房那裡就找到一批的書，就是特別是做酒的，他就開始做他的第一桶的所謂的 plum 李子酒 plum wine。咁啊，呢支酒其實係超甜嘅，呢、這個我都特別好中意飲啦。咁啊，佢嗰個成做出嚟又好簡單，咁但係佢又覺得啊，做出嚟嘅效果又非常成功喎。咁後來佢發現咧，即係原來其實佢喺佢個爸爸喺佢屋企嘅後邊嗰度喺 Auckland 咧，喺紐西蘭咧，咁佢個後院嗰度其實係有啲種植葡萄嘅。咁啊，鄰居啊嗰啲咧都係有種葡萄。嚟釀酒，咁所以嗰陣時咧，佢自己咧就喺佢爸爸嘅啲 shed 嗰度咧，就自己咧都想釀製佢自己嘅葡萄酒。咁佢第一款嘅酒咧，那個 label 佢自己話咧都係佢即係自己 design 出嚟啦。咁但係佢就要諗名啊嗰啲咧，亦都其實都比較難。但係佢咧就見到後院有棵樹，就係一棵大嘅。橡樹啦，咁佢叫，所以佢咧就叫咗名叫 Oakville 啦。咁啊，啲葡萄啲菩提子咧，就佢就係一種意大利種嚟嘅。咁所以咧，佢就諗到個名咧，就叫 Aliatico 啦。咁啊，做咗支 Rosé 出嚟。咁佢嗰款嘅嗰、那個咧，就佢第一款嘅酒嚟嘅。咁佢亦都俾我好興奮，俾我睇咗佢喺個電話度，佢仲有嗰個 label 即係當時佢自己手。設計的那個 label 啦，咁點解 label 點解會仲有嘅咧？咁就係因為佢嗰陣時佢做好咗呢支酒嗰陣時咧，咁因為佢嗰啲葡萄係要借鄰居摘鄰居嗰啲葡萄嚟噶嘛，咁佢所以做完咗之後，佢要俾翻就幾樽俾啲鄰居去試，咁啊嗰陣時佢嗰、那個佢嗰批佢俾鄰居嗰啲酒度咧，咁有啲咧都仲 keep 住一啲飲完嗰支酒嘅吉樽啊，咁啊上次佢话佢啱啱去探完佢哋嗰阵时咧，佢哋仲攞翻佢出嚟，咁佢话哇呢支酒已经系佢喺1976年嗰阵时做嘅，咁个 label 即系个樽啊，同埋 label 嗰啲而家仲喺度即系 keep 住，咁啊所以佢令到佢咧一个好有一个 memory 啊咁样样啦，咁啊 佢就后来咧就提及到咧，就话因为嗰阵时系读酿酒咧，喺澳洲去学酿酒咧，其实唔系好多地方会有嘅。咁啊，但系咧佢特别喺 Auckland 咧就更加冇啦。咁但系佢就知道咧，即系喺 South Australia 喺澳洲咧系有间学院 University of Adelaide 个 Rothworthy 嗰个 College 咧系有呢个学位去读嘅。咁啊，佢就因为佢做第一批酒咧就好成功，佢好满意啦，咁啊俾咗佢少少信心啊，同埋激励佢咧就喺呢个做酒方面咧可以更加去进，即系慢慢去进修。咁嗰阵时佢自己就就谂住要系会继续去读呢一科嘅，咁啊佢就要知道嗰间学校度咧收生咧其实系好难嘅，因为Roseworthy 个 college 咧每一年收生系得嗰几个人嘅啫。咁啊，所以啊 ，Chris 咧就话嗰阵时佢自己就唯有就系写信去俾间大学个招生部嗰度咧，就睇下佢有冇机会系佢哋会去收，即系会收佢。嗰阵时读呢大学嗰阵时咧，唔系靠考试，好似都系要靠 referral 啊，同埋佢嗰阵间大学肯收你，咁你先至可以入去里边读呢个学位嘅。咁嗰阵时佢就写咗佢啦，咁写咗之后咧，咁后嚟咧佢就好高兴咧就收到。两年后个学位咧，佢有着落啦。咁啊，嗰阵时佢好兴奋啦。咁所以佢就话咧，佢就同个父母咧就做咗，即系就即系说服个父母俾佢出国去读书。咁而佢出去读书要费用噶嘛？咁点嚟咧？咁佢自己咧就原来就去咗间 pickle factory， 即系嗰啲腌菜啲工厂咧就打工咗成年啦。咁佢就佢爹哋妈咪咧就唔系话。好似而家我哋咁样样，啲细路仔肯读书，我哋做父母就会俾钱佢读。佢爹哋妈咪咧就话：你如果要读咧，要用钱咧，你自己就要去赚钱，同埋要储埋啲钱。咁但系佢父母亦都好好，就因为佢话：如果你系可以赚一蚊，咁我又会 sponsor 你一蚊，去咁样样俾你可以有个即系可以储到呢笔。钱的金额啊，可以等到佢可以出去飞去澳洲，飞嚟澳洲呢度咧去读呢个学位嘅。咁所以咧，一切就系由咁样样而开始啦。
These days, our kids expect the parents to be paying for all of that, right? And then, you know, even back in those days, you're already thinking, this is where I need to go, and I'll save up, you know, the money so that I can go there. And talking which, the same college is where Peter Barley.Jim Barry, Tom Barry, I think a lot of people will go to the same college.
Yeah, Michael Brockovich, Kumia River, Mark Purbrick, Shadow de Bilk. It was a very, very, very interesting group of like-minded students. Jane Ferrari, who is a great representative of wine in the Barossa Valley.
Right.
咁我提及到咧。在学校呢他即是他讲开的 Roseworthy 那里呢那间 college 其实是培养了很多知名的酿酒师。那譬如Barry 的家族啦 ,Peter 啦即是爷爷啦跟着 Jim 啦现在做现在个太爷啦那现在 Jim 就是爷爷啦。那 Tom 呢现在就是他的 current 的 winemaker 啦。那他们也都在那里毕业的。那啊 ,Chris 就说是除了这个之外呢似乎真的很多很多地的人呢都是在同一间 college 出来，咁一群咧都是啲志同道合嘅，同埋好有兴趣对酒同嘅即系嗰啲学生。咁而好多咧，而家后嚟咧喺嗰度毕业出嚟嗰啲人咧，都喺呢个红酒界度有一定嘅影响力啦。咁而Chris 咧，佢自己个 journey 咧就系咁样样开始噶啦。
And then so whenIn the course of making wine, do you think, in a way, winemaking has changed your character or your personality?
咁之后我就问及佢酿酒嘅过程中咧，你觉得酿酒有冇改变到佢嘅性格咧
？I've always been a very methodical and logical,、and for me, what attracted to me about the art and the craft of making wine.Was that you're taking something natural from the natural environment and you're applying techniques, fermentation, maturation, to create a delicious drink that then can age. But obtaining a degree, I graduated in 1982. obtaining a degree in enology and viticulture mm-hmm. is really like getting a driver's license. Once you've got the driver's license, you then have to learn how to drive. Mm. You then have to learn where you're going to drive to. And so it wasn't until I went back to New Zealand and had several jobs working as assistant winemakers in wineries. But then I decided I wanted to start travelling and making wine in other countries. Mm. And so the first place that I decided, of course, to go back to was where I'd studied, South Australia. Mm. And I got a job as a vintage cellar hand at Saltram.
Saltram?
Yeah, in 1986. Yep. And then I started getting work in California. So I started travelling around doing vintages in California, vintages in Australia. And then I got an opportunity one year where the owner of a winery that I lived nearby needed some help. And he asked me if I would come down and help him. And that was Robert O'Callaghan at Rockford. And that's where my actual learning how to make red wine started.
那他就, Chris 就這樣回答我的, 他就說他一直都是一個很有條理和很有理性的人來的。 那他當他, 進入了一個釀酒這個領域的原因呢, 他這麼喜歡做酒呢, 是因為他覺得他可以, 可以將一些很natural, 很自然的東西變成另外一樣東西出來, 透過發酵成熟的技術之後呢, 哇, 居然可以, 接著再, 等它沉淀, 它居然会变成一个这么美味的一种饮品来的。 所以它拿到这个学位之后, 它就只不过是好像拿了一个driver license那样, 即是一个驾照牌那样, 它还要慢慢去深入去做一个experiment, 因为它只不过懂得开车而已, 但你要开去哪, 还有你怎么开, 什么时加速, 什么时减速, 什么时要停下, 所以这些都要自己摸索出来。 他说他后来读完书之后, 他回到纽西兰, 他知道, 如果他要知道自己的direction做酒是怎么样呢, 他一定要去很多不同的winery里面, 去实习, 这样去看看别人怎么做, 吸取一些课本上是学不到的东西。 他其實真正開始學習呢，他就覺得他都需要必須要去旅行的。他那時候旅行呢，他就去了很多不同的國家啦，亦都幫手去做釀酒，做wine assistant那些winemaker。後來到最後呢，他終點呢，他果然回到來這個South Australia的了。他讀完那麼多書之後呢，他其實回到South Australia呢， 他是1986年，他第一間原來他做的呢，就是做一個cellar hand， 即是幫手在cellar那裡做打雜啦，洗下地啊，清潔啊，執下東西啊，就在Saltram的。 很多人都應該對Saltram應該都不會陌生啦， 因為Saltram都說是 number one， 也是一個很出名的一支紅酒啦。 後來他自己去完了Saltram做完之後呢， 他自己有些opportunity 就去了加州，去了California那邊， 就去那裡做事。 之後呢，他在那裡做事呢， 他又不是做cellar hand的， 他開始去做一些harvesting， 因為那時候都很流行， 甚至現在都很流行， 那些人是travel去外國， 當是harvest season， 接著就去幫忙去採摘。 接著到澳洲呢，是到harvest那時候呢， 亦都有人飛過來澳洲，就是找這些工， 這裡也有人請一些人去做harvesting的。 Chris在那時候是七幾年呢， 已經開始做這些工作。他做那時候他自己就後來做完了之後， 他就慢慢somehow就回來， 就在Rockford那裡做了。 其實他在Rockford那裡， 他才真真正正就拜師了， 因為 他在Rockford那裡就跟Robert O'Callaghan一起工作， 他就覺得他真真正正去fine-tune 他這個做red winemaking， 就是由Rockford那裡開始。
And I guess, because you've been talking about Rob many, many times, and I can sort of, and I love Rockford wines as well, and I do see that there is some traits or similarity in both of your wines and Rockford's wine as well. Do you think it's a style that you learn from, you know, when you're actually learning how to make wines from Rockford with Rob at the time, or is it the grapes that you've actually purchased
where the similarity was coming from.
咁我又提及到啦，同阿 Chris 讲话，我见到佢好多时讲咧，佢都会讲阿 Rob 好多次嘅。咁啊，我觉得其实佢啲酒同 Rockford 嗰啲咧都好相似噶。咁我就问佢系咪因为佢同佢学习嘅关系，所以连嗰啲酒咧做出嚟咧，酿制出嚟酒咧都差唔多味啦，咁样咧。
No, it was highly influential.So Robert taught me very old-fashioned techniques for making red wine, using basket presses, using shallow open fermentation, letting the wines, the fermentations get quite warm. And so, yeah, it really showed me how to actually make beautiful red wine. And that's the very powerful influence on the way, I continue to make my wine.
And then at the moment, are you also training up other new winemakers?
During the course of the 18 vintages that I was working with Robert at Rockford, we had a succession of young cellar hands, interns, who have gone on to actually establish their own wineries. And so it was almost like a little training ground for people to understand these very simple techniques for making Barossa, Shiraz, Cabernet, Grenache into long-aging red wine. A lot of those winemakers now are producing, very, very eclectic and very interesting wines on their own. But it was all based on that training.
咁佢话阿 Chris 就答我话系啊，其实咧个影响系非常大嘅，因为佢阿 Rob 咧教识咗佢好多好传统嘅酿酒嘅技术啦，譬如我哋时听到 basket press 啊、open fermentation 啊，咁啊亦都要一个同埋仲要一个咩个啱嘅即係釀酒嘅温度啊，咁同埋咧點樣樣可以有啲咩特別嘅要注意，係可以釀出啲好優秀嘅紅酒咁樣樣。咁啊，我自己本人啦，都即係提及到我好中意 Rockford 嘅酒啦。咁我亦都覺得咧，佢哋嘅風格咧就好相似。咁啊，亦都係問佢係咪？多數的 influence 不是單單是那個技術，那是不是那些葡萄的來源呢都是很大的即是影響到那種酒呢？那啊 Chris 呢就說這個是一定的，那啊而且即是他們在他學習這個釀酒之即是這段時間呢他一共做了18年了，原來他同在 Rockford 那裡，那這段時間呢他們也都是 train up 了一些新的學生的。咁啊 ，train up 呢啲實習生咧，就係所以而家嗰班所謂以前嗰啲實習生咧，而家咧已經有佢自己嘅酒莊啦。咁啊，但係咧 ，Rockford 咧就好似一個培訓嘅基地啊。佢話即係等大家咧學習好簡單，但亦都啲好核心嘅技術啦。咁啊，佢點樣釀製一個 Barossa 嘅 style 嘅 Shiraz 啊嘅Cabernet Sauvignon 啊，點樣可以？長期令到啲酒可以長期咁樣去陳年啦，咁仲有即係而家好多啲釀酒師咧都亦都做咗好多好特別嘅酒啦，咁但係咧亦都係所有嘅 foundation 咧都係由初嗰陣時做呢個 training 開始嘅。
That's great, and we know that a lot of people and many people love your wines, but they don't know how to describeyour wine. I only said, it's so good. So complex. If you had to describe your wine in a simple word, because often people aren't very technical in terms of describing wines in terms of the aroma and the aftertaste and how the alcohol interacts in your palate, how do you describe your wine?
好啦，跟住我同佢讲咯，好多人咧就好中意阿 Chris 佢啲酒嘅，咁但系咧有少少困難去形容佢，因為好多人唔識講即係覺得去解説一隻酒佢個味道啊，同埋嗰種感覺係好複雜。咁啊，所以我就問阿 Chris， 如果用好簡單嘅方式去形容佢啲酒咧，佢會點樣同我哋即係會點樣去形容佢支酒咧
？Very simple approach to the actual vinification.From the very beginning, the way you hand harvest the grape, you actually see what the flavor of the grape is developing to make that very fundamental decision about when you're going to actually harvest the grape, especially Shiraz. and you're tasting, you're learning how to taste the flavors, the tannins, mm-hmm. looking at the color. Very, and in some ways, this form of red wine making is very like much like cooking. It's just very gently coaxing the wine out of the grape and making the wine soft and gentle, and then aging it in the barrels so that it can then age for a very long time. A descriptor that you've actually used that I think is actually very apt is the wines come out like a gentle giant, and that because they are big, full of wine, but they're soft and they're structured, and people are often really surprised that essentially it is the result of all that training I did, practical training. It's hard physical vintage work, but you get a beautiful result.
Beautiful results.
咁樣啊 ，Chris 就話釀酒咧，其實即係佢釀酒嗰啲係令到嗰啲酒係有一個出嚟，有個好特殊嘅嗰啲香味，同埋咧佢嗰個aftertaste 啦。咁但係咧，佢要做到依個咁樣樣嘅效果咧，其實咧係要由一開始咧就係由依個採工，即係點樣收集啲葡萄，係用機啊定用 hand pick 啊手，即係用即係手 harvest 啦。咁啊，跟住摘葡萄嗰陣時，佢亦都要試下葡萄係咪啱嗰個時候去收採去採摘啦。咁啊，決定咩時候採摘係一個好重要嘅，特別係 Shiraz 嚟講。咁佢話，當佢知道佢嗰個係啱嘅時候啦，啲單寧又啱啦，顏色又啱啦，咁佢先至會去釀製依種酒。咁佢咧就好似做菜咁樣樣，佢話係要慢慢咁樣樣去引導依個酒咧喺個葡萄中咧。咁樣散發出嚟嘅，咁所以其實點樣去 describe 去形容佢呢隻酒咧？咁佢亦都講話，可以講話一個温柔嘅巨人啊！咁啊，因為啲酒咧，其實佢啊 Chris 嘅酒咧，佢自己都認咧係個酒體好大、好飽滿啦。咁但係你飲佢落去飲落口咧，亦都會有感覺到係好柔軟同埋好柔和，都有好結構。咁所以好多人咧都覺得哇，即係點解可以啲嘢咁 bold， 但同一時間亦都可以咁 smooth 嘅咧？咁樣樣咁佢話呢啲咧就係佢長時間呢種葡萄呢啲葡萄籽咧陳年，咁慢慢將佢變到好柔和咁樣樣啦。
And I think, and even at last night's dinner, when I was highlighting, one of the wine we tried was 18.6%. And that was the second one we tried.
Yeah, the Limit Lodge.
Yeah, the Limit Lodge. Now, a lot of people, when they actually saw a high alcohol, then they go, oh, that's, especially for very beginner drinkers, they'll say, that's very high alcohol. It's going to be hot. I'm going to get drunk very easily. But then when we actually try that wine, it was so well balanced that we don't actually feel that high alcohol in there, right? And is it the technique or is it the time that you let this wine? Because I can't remember, you mentioned the wine was in barrel for how long?
5 years.
5 years, yes. Because often we just see on average, a lot of the wine's probably in barrel for, 18 months or at most 2 years. We see, well, that wine seems to be quite good. But for 5 years, you really have to sit back and don't let yourself to get too rushed to go in and grab a bottle and open it, isn't it? So what is your message to these people that when they see something high alcohol in your wine, how should they be treating that wine and how they should be tasting that wine?
咁跟住後嚟，我亦都問及佢咧，關於一支好特別嘅支酒，我哋係當晚去試到嘅，喺嗰個 wine dinner 度嘅。咁因為我試咗一款咧，係18.6% 酒精嘅酒。咁啊，一見到佢 alcohol 嗰陣時咧，我就可以想象到好多人睇到咧，就會覺得哇，酒精咁高嘅，佢一定好刺激啊！咁高 alcohol， 實好容易醉啦。咁但系当晚咧，当我饮嗰阵时咧，我觉得佢好 balance， 好平衡，一啲咧完全系感觉唔到嗰种酒精嗰种好 strong 酒精嗰种嘅感觉嘅。咁我就问佢呢个系技术啦，定系时间嘅关系，可以令到一支酒咧成熟到咁样样嘅程度咧咁样样。咁而且我问及佢呢支酒系究竟放咗落去个 barrel 度要几多年咧咁。
I think there is a lot of mythology and also a lot of false information being generated by certain wine critics about the dangers of alcohol. This is wine. It contains alcohol. Okay, these days we have amazing technology where we can actually remove the alcohol and the results can be actually quite amazing. But I have learned how to very gently make these red wines so that the elevated alcohol level is seamlessly integrated into the wine. Mm. To a certain extent, when people actually look at the alcohol level, sometimes they're reinforcing their own prejudice about the alcohol level. But I like to think that I'm actually challenging people's preconceptions. And more often than not, when I'm conducting a tasting with wines such as, you know, the Limit Lodge 2019, people are shocked when they see the alcohol level because the alcohol is such a seamless part. And bear in mind, of course, with a wine over about 16 or 17% alcohol, in a 750ml bottle, that only equates to about 30 millilitres of ethanol. Mm. So in fact, a whole bottle of wine like that only contains the ethanol in a gin and tonic or a cocktail. And you're not going to drink the whole bottle.
No.
So this is what I think people get confused about. That's, you know, the wine is shared, grape wine is shared. You might only have one or two glasses. And so everyone's sharing the same experience. So
佢就話俾我知，原來呢支酒咧就係放咗落去嗰個 barrel 度係足足五年嘅。咁啊，如果我哋個個係飲開酒嘅，都會知道其實好嘅紅酒咧，有時候我哋見到佢喺 barrel 度兩年或者即係24個月，但係 average 嚟講，好多紅酒都係十幾個月就即係年幾咧就應該拎出啦。再平啲嘅酒咧，就即係未夠12個月咧就拎出嚟賣，但係佢係等到足足五年，俾佢喺個 barrel 裏邊就唔喐佢，跟住慢慢慢慢等佢陳年嘅。咁我就覺得哇，即係依個咁樣，即係佢，我就問佢要點樣去學睇，即係去睇佢啲咁樣酒咧，咁樣因為酒精咁高，點解佢唔整低啲嘅酒精咧？係咪專登做依樣嘢嘅咧？咁會唔會啲人會有啲錯覺，覺得高嘅酒精咧就係好 harsh 同埋唔夠油喎？咁所以咧啲酒就未必好咧。咁跟住佢就 correct 咗我啦。佢就話其實咧，佢都知道關於酒精依樣嘢咧，其實好多人咧都係好多係一種迷思嚟嘅，或者係錯誤嘅信息啊。咁其實佢話咧，如果酒精，佢話如果話酒精又係好危險，因為咁高 alcohol 咧，咁佢話呢個酒係酒嚟噶嘛，仲好講笑咁。佢話咁梗係會有酒精噶啦。咁佢話但係咧，佢話亦都即係見到好多人咧係甚至好離譜咁將啲酒係唔落酒精嘅，即係 zero alcohol。佢哋 wine 咁，佢話咁飲嚟做乜咧？有乜必？佢話咁點解要做酒咧？咁樣樣咁佢話咧，其實好多人淨係睇依個酒精嘅數字，其實係好唔啱嘅。佢話因為咧咁樣咧，你會俾自己咧係一種偏見啊。佢話所以咧，佢好希望去挑戰呢個咁嘅觀念。咁當然其實我係嗰支18.6% 嘅酒咧，係一支叫做 Limit。就叫做 Limit Lodge 2019嘅，咁其實各位你哋去 Dan Murphy 應該都揾到呢一支酒嘅。如果唔係咧，就好 limited 咧，你就去 Chris Ringen 佢自己個 online 度應該都有嘅。咁啊你哋可能會都同樣一樣，即係好似我講咁，會覺得好驚訝，哇！點解紅酒會超過14.5%，而家要18%咧？咁其實佢話因為酒精係完全咧係。佢要做到呢支酒系完全可以系融合咗喺支酒度，呢一啲系唔会觉得，即系佢系觉得一樽嘅16至17% 嘅酒精嘅酒咧，咁但系佢话其实只系得个30ml 啊 ，of 系 ethanol 嚟嘅啫，咁佢话即系其实等于一杯嘅鸡尾酒，咁不过咧个 main thing 就系话我哋唔系一支酒，我哋由头饮到落尾噶嘛，咁我哋系攞嚟分享嘅，咁所以每人系饮一杯咧，咁其实个酒精嚟讲咧就即系分开咗就唔系话咁 high in alcohol， 即系唔系咁即系其实我哋 consume 嗰个 alcohol 嘅 strength 咧嗰个量咧就唔系咁大啦，咁但系佢又需要到嗰个 alcohol 咁高嘅原因，亦都系因为佢需要俾嗰個啲酒嗰個咁嘅力量，咁同時咧，亦都係用佢嚟做翻呢個 即系用佢嚟做一个平衡啊。咁当一支酒系要放咁耐嘅时候咧，咁就即系要有翻咁上下嘅 alcohol level， 因为佢亦都系咁，佢嗰个采葡萄嗰阵时咧，佢系好 ripe 好 ripe 嘅。
And it's almost when I had that wine, I feel it's very strong, but then on the other side, it's very calm. Right, so yeah. Normally people will see with when things are strong, you would be expecting sort of to have a very, very explosive feeling. But yet the wine sort of feels very calm, and within the palate itself, it's making its way, sort of going around and around and around. And I think this is the beauty about your wine, Chris, and which we absolutely adore. And when you said that the wine takes 5 years in barrel, why is patience so important in your wine?
跟住我提及到咧，我饮嗰支酒嗰阵时咧，其实我都感觉到佢嘅力量啦。咁但系入口亦都除咗煲之外，亦都觉得好 smooth， 系我系慢慢觉得好 silky 咁样样嘅。咁所以咧就即系连睇佢个唔睇佢个 alcohol level 咧，其实我一啲都唔感觉到佢系咁。即係咁高嘅 alcohol， 咁但係呢支酒咧，佢係喺個口腔裏邊，即係喺個口腔裏邊咧，係真係爆炸性，係覺得好多好多好多嘅唔同嘅 complexity 啦。咁而且亦都覺得係特別指甲留香，咁亦都個 finish 咧都好長嘅。咁我覺得呢個咧就係阿 Chris 咧佢做出嚟嘅所有嘅酒嘅，特別係呢啲款 high alcohol 嘅酒嘅魅力啦。咁啊，仲有一样嘢就系我亦都提及话俾佢知啦，就话我哋之前亦都有一支dry grind 嘅攞开咗，咁我哋系放咗好耐，过咗个星期攞嚟饮，都仲系好有力量。咁好啦，咁啊，我亦都问到阿 Chris， 因为如果佢系可以把啲酒成熟，即系喺个木桶度成熟5年啊，哇，咁佢咪真系要好大嘅耐心，咁慢慢去等咯。
It's something, again, I learned the actual beginnings of my understanding of this maturation approach came from Rockford. And then when I started making my own wine, the Three Rivers, in 1989, I just started to push the envelope, push the amount of maturation and see how the wine evolved in the barrel, using new barrels over more than 3 years, 4 years, and I started to see how the wine became integrated. The other great thing about a barrel maturation of a red wine like this for that long is you're actually creating the potential for that wine to age for a very long time. You're creating the building blocks of longevity in the wine. So these are the things that I've actually, with practice over now more than 40 years, learned how to fine tune.
Chris 就答我就话咧，其实呢样嘢咧，佢系喺 Rockford 嗰度学嘅，因为佢。当时他在1989年开始酿制自己第一支酒的时候，他都很想做出自己的突破，即是想有些所谓突破的。那他发现呢，原来是越延长这个 maturation 的时间呢，特别在那个木桶里面3-4年以上呢，他觉得酒呢会变得更加融合的。另外一个好处呢，就是他觉得呢，他这些那么高，即系呢啲耐咗之后咧，佢啲陈年，佢啲酒系建立咗一个特别嘅潜力啊，系可以摆好长时间嘅。咁所以佢就觉得系即系呢啲好多佢嘅自己出嚟嘅酒咧，系可以 push 佢再喺个 barrel 度睇下可唔可以再耐啲咁样样。咁而家衰花咧，佢最耐嗰啲咧都系5年。咁佢话佢喺40年嘅经验里边，佢发现咧就系、是、其实。part of that 咧，嗰個 high alcohol 咧係有啲幫助到佢呢個壽命啊，嗰支酒嘅即係佢個陳年嘅。
And with the wine that you make, you know, the patience you put in the wine as it to allow time for it to integrate the barrel. I've also been to your vineyard and see how much you know effort that you have to put into your vineyard. So I think you know, as anyone, if you're actually trying to finish a product, not it's towards the end state where you're leaving the wines in the barrel for 5 years, but also you're sort of at the very beginning how those vines have been developed and you're pruning it for years and years and years, and how you would, you know, recently I know that in the 2 years back when you had the bad hail storm, you had the permanent structure for that hail net. All of this work that you actually put into your vineyard really is part of that equation to make your wine so beautiful and enable to storage for a very, very long time. And do you agree with that sort of aspect?
咁后来我讲到佢自己做酒啦，咁我都提及到我哋都有参观过即系佢个葡萄园啦。咁讲真，我真系睇得出佢投入咗好多心血，因为嗰个葡萄园咧真系好啲顶顶有条啦，咁啊井井有条啦，咁啊而且亦都系一样嘢系成个 South Australia 咧系冇人有嘅，就佢安装咗一个防冰薄啊，即系个 hail 嘅 net 嚟嘅，一个网嚟嘅，成个葡萄园咧就系喺上边即系有一块一个网啊，咁样就喺cover 晒佢所有个葡萄嘅。哇！呢笔嘅投资啊都唔少啊，咁啊我就即系觉得好奇啦，问佢唔通酿酒即系做出一个好嘅佢嗰啲咁嘅酒要需要到？即系做咁多呢啲咁嘅嘢嘅咩？咁
The vineyard, the Stone Chimney Creek Vineyard, the Three Rivers Vineyard was planted by Thomas Randall in 1910. I had the great fortune to purchase the property in 1994. I'm just the custodian of that vineyard. Those vines are still going to be there in 100 years' time, as long as they're looked after. And that's what my job is, to look after those vines. And you're thinking about the impact that is going to have in the future. We're very lucky in Australia and South Australia that Shiraz was one of the grapes that the pioneers decided to plant, because it is a very, very special grape and it's extremely well suited to our climate.
咁佢話Chris答我咧就話係嘅，佢成個葡萄園咧，即係特別係佢即係個好最老嗰個啦，1910年種落嗰個 Stone Chimney Creek 嗰個葡萄園。咁佢喺1994年嗰時買落咗佢之後咧，佢就覺得自己係一個守護者嚟嘅，咁所以咧佢係每一棵嘅葡萄咧都好用心咁樣樣去 prune 佢，去 maintain 佢。咁因為佢覺得佢係有責任去照顧佢哋。
And yeah, there are many very old vine vineyards in Barossa Valley and Stony Creek. The Stone Chimney Vineyard was one. How did it stood out from the rest? Or is it the way you nurture it, or it's the soil or the particular vines that it was actually from?
咁讲到呢一点咧，其实我自己都谂啦。咁喺 Barossa 咧，其实一样嘢令到我觉得系好，即系好 touching 嘅咧，就系 Barossa 嗰度好多好老嗰啲葡萄藤咧，其实佢哋即系都已经仲老过我哋百几年，老过啲 grandparents 啊嗰啲咁样。但系佢一代又一代嘅后人咧，即系佢管理呢个葡萄园咧，都冇停過手，而即係佢哋個個係即係好 look after 呢啲咁樣嗰啲佢哋呢啲 plant， 令到佢哋可以繼續延續佢哋嘅壽命嘅。咁佢哋亦都諗各種方法，可以點樣可以令到佢生長得耐啲，可以 keep 住佢個 DNA 咧。咁我哋有一集啦，咁啊有講到話喺Hillside 即係 Torbury 嗰度，亦都去參觀過啦。咁啊，亦都喺 Hoffman 嗰度都有見過啦。佢哋嗰啲好舊、好老、好老嗰啲老藤咧，佢哋飆出啲新芽嗰陣時咧，其實佢啲其他啲 part of 嗰個樹身已經係死，即係已經係唔會再飆芽。但佢如果見到有一支芽出咗嚟，佢嗰支芽係佢由佢生到好長，佢就埋咗喺地下度，咁等佢生根，但佢唔會剪斷佢，咁佢就繼續咁變到嗰棵身喺地下度生咗根，就生出嚟嗰啲變咗嫩，即係嫩枝嗰啲就可以繼續再生啲葡萄啦。咁而佢呢個咧，亦都 keep 住佢個老藤嘅DNA， 咁所以出嚟嗰啲味道咧，亦都好似老藤咁樣樣嘅。咁所以 Chris 咧就係喺呢一方面咧，就特別係會注重去揾一啲屬於老藤嘅啲葡萄啦，咁啊繼續去 maintain 住佢。咁佢喺個 vineyard 裏邊咧，同樣咧，佢都係咁樣樣去 maintain 住。
What makes an old vineyard a great old vineyard is because it is planted on a very favourable site, and for whatever reason, Thomas Randall chose a very good site. The aspect, the way it's sloping towards the northeast, the soil, the depth of the soil. sometimes you can plant a vineyard and it just may not be a very good site, and so it may only go for a few decades. But the very great old Barossa vineyards, the very great old South Australian vineyards, are all planted on extremely favourable sites. Mm. And we just have to recognise and learn how to perpetrate that.
咁佢話佢喺南澳度，即係我哋都好 lucky 啦，因為 Shiraz 喺嗰個氣候咧就種植得特別好啦，咁啊老藤亦都好多係 survive 得到啦，咁而家即係數數埋埋都有十幾廿間即係嘅 vin winery 咧，都係有仲有好多呢啲老藤係即係生得好即係唔錯嘅，咁啊佢話呢啲咩優質嘅。 泥土上咧，佢希望可以繼續可以做到多啲好嘅酒，就係 from 呢啲老藤。Yeah,
and I hope this continues because we know how of the difference in the taste of the wine when it's actually coming from an old vine.
Yep.
Compared to you know younger ones, like that how it's been able to with you know withstand the weather, and then you know if when it's in the bottle, you know it would continue to have that develop that complexity and all. So. It's been great that you were able to continue on with that. So let's move on to Three Rivers, one of our favourite ones, and then I think it's also your flagship. So you started with the famous Three Rivers Shiraz, and then the name got changed, and now Three Rivers is back. So a lot of our listeners, in particular for our wine club members, they're curious, like, you know, what's the story behind Three Rivers? How did it came about, and why did it stop?
咁啊，講到老藤咧，就令我諗到下一個問題去問佢咯。咁就係關於個 Three Rivers 噶啦，因為咧 Three Rivers 咧就係 Chris Ringan 咧其中一個代表作啦。咁啊，佢背後嘅故事係咩嚟嘅咧？我就問阿 Chris， 因為咧好舊嘅酒咧就見到有 Three Rivers 嘅，跟住一段時間係唔見有再有呢隻酒出。咁啊，近呢幾年啦。 又見佢出翻嚟咯喎，咁我就問阿 Chris， 咦，究竟咩事咩回事咧？咁樣樣。When
I first was given permission by Robert O'Callaghan to make my own little winemaking project, the first vintage I made was 1989, and I purchased the grapes from a very good vineyard in Maranga. Mm-hmm. The grapes were available at quite a good price, and I just decided to make. Robert told me I was only now to make about 1.5 tons of grape. Just a couple of barrels so that it wouldn't interfere with my main job. And of course the wine came out extremely well, and then of course I continued to purchase the grapes from this vineyard until of course in 1995 when I had my own vineyard.
Your vineyard, yeah.
But the you know the important thing about the understanding about how you know I was going to go about creating my own individual, then again in the So I decided, I just liked the idea of the name Three Rivers as a name for a Shiraz because it was something acknowledging the three main rivers, you know, in southern Australian hinterland, you know, the Lachlan, the Murray, the Murrumbidgee.
Oh, really? Because there was some, I read somewhere, was saying that the Three Rivers, the name for Three Rivers was because you were listening to something at the time and there was a song or something, so...
Well, actually, funnily enough, you are actually correct because, of course, there's a famous Slim Dusty song called Three Rivers Hotel.
And I go, oh, geez.
So there's a bit of a joke going on there as well. But, you know, the label was a very simple design and I then, of course, had to set about registering the trademark worldwide because my lawyer said, this wine is starting to attract good customers. But you have to know now, you have to actually register this trademark, otherwise somebody might utilise it without your permission. So I went around the process of registering the Three Rivers trademark in Australia, the United Kingdom, Europe, China, and the very last country that I chose to register was in the United States. And a winery in the United States decided to challenge my trademark registration. So... rather than actually fight a court battle in the federal court of Oregon, I negotiated with the company's lawyer and I sold them the worldwide trademark. And that was the point where I then was no longer calling the wine Three Rivers, but Chris Ringland, Barossa Rangers, Dry Grown Shiraz. But Robert Parker, who'd really loved seeing the wines I was producing, kept supporting me And every time he reviewed my wine, he'd say, Chris Ringland, formerly Three Rivers.
Yes.
Then, about 5 years ago, we discovered that the wine company had stopped production. And so I was advised that I could actually go through the trademarking offices being the United States, and I could actually acquire the Three Rivers trademark back, which I have. Wow. So now Three Rivers is coming
alive again.
Mm. But this time the vineyard will still produce the dry grown Barossa ranges. It will still produce, when I deem it appropriate, the Randall's Hill Shiraz. Mm-hmm. But there's a very special section of the vineyard that is very, very special. And whenever that makes a beautiful fermentation, that's when it becomes Three Rivers.
Right. So how can you get that section that you said is very special? It's normal.
Never more than about 2 barrels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so the 2016 is the re-emergence of the Three Rivers label. And I'm pretty delighted to say that, you know, even though it's been a couple of decades, people still remember, you know, the reputation.
Yes.
That built, and now they know when they see Three Rivers on my label, they know that's a very, very special,
definitely
wine from a very special year and a very special part of the vineyard.
Mm. And so if it's not good enough, you won't put into a Three Rivers, put that particular vintage.
Exactly. Mm. So Three Rivers may only emerge as a label that I create maybe 3 or 4 times a decade.
Mm.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yes.
Come on, Chris, let's go. 解答咗咧就講話，哦，原來咧就喺其實佢就Three Rivers 咧點嚟咧就係佢話佢初初買咗葡萄園嗰陣時咧喺1989咧，咁佢咪喺Rockford 嗰度做緊依個同阿 Rob 打緊工噶嘛，咁佢自己咧就想自己去做呢個自己一桶嘅紅酒出嚟，咁阿 Rob 咧就只批准佢淨係做一個 barrel 嘅啫，咁啊嗰陣時Chris 就當呢個係佢自己一個 project 啦，咁啊做少少都啱嘅，而且佢自己都打緊工噶嘛，冇理由咁多時間去搞自己嗰啲即係外快啦。咁啊，結果佢自己咧就做咗嗰一桶出嚟。咁佢當下咧，當時咧佢做完咗一桶咧，就喺1995年嗰陣時咧，咁佢就賣嘅 release 嘅。咁嗰陣時佢就諗個 label 啦。咁究竟叫咩好咧？咁佢就揀咗一個叫 Three Rivers 嘅名字出嚟，咁啊呢個亦都係有好多啲唔同嘅講法，話佢點揀呢個點解會叫 Three Rivers 啦。咁不過咧，後嚟佢自己就同我講話，其實 Three Rivers 咧最主要係佢想去 recognize 咧喺南澳咧有三條主流嘅河流啊，即係就叫 Lachlan 啊、Murray 同埋 Murrumbin Beegee。咁啊，呢三條咧就係Three Rivers，咁所以佢就即係呢支酒係喺個 South Australia 度出嚟嘅，咁而好 significant 嘅就係呢三條河啦，咁不如就叫Three Rivers啦咁樣樣，咁所以咧佢就係咁樣出咗嚟呢個叫Three Rivers嘅 label 啦。咁但係咧就佢做完 release 咗出嚟之後咧，哇爆紅喎，咁啊Robert Parker 咧就俾佢好高分100分，咁啊之後咧佢個批酒咧仲係賣，即係賣出去全國啦、全球啦，咁啊個個咧都好追捧佢依支 Three Rivers， 咁但係因為佢賣即係俾第二啲國家嗰啲咁樣，佢個律師就提醒佢喎，佢話你要 make sure 你個商標咧一定要去註冊啦，如果唔係咧，人哋就會用咗你嗰個名啦，咁所以佢咧就開始去註冊佢依個 trademark 啦。咁但係去到美國嗰陣時咧，居然咧係一間公司咧就喺度挑戰佢個商標啦，因為嗰間公司咧已經用咗依個 Three Rivers 啦，咁所以佢咧就唔可以用依個名。咁啊，冇辦法啦，佢就話咁啊，結果咧就喺嗰段時間就唯有就冇用。咁不過咧，原來大佢5年前咧，佢就又諗起依件事啦，咁又抄下依個商標，啱啊發現之前嗰間美國公司咧係用緊依個商標嘅咧，已經停止咗用啦。咁佢亦都冇 renew 到，咁所以咧佢就有機會去攞翻依個 Three Rivers 嚟買翻嚟做佢依個trademark 啦，咁所以咧，所以而家咧 ，Three Rivers 咧就終於咧又翻嚟啦。 咁啊，講到 Three Rivers 咧，其實咧亦都即係我亦都加幾句啦。咁啊，唔係一啲咁容易揾得到嘅，好 limited 嘅。咁啊 ，Chris 亦都提及到咧，因為佢係一個好細嘅一個一好細塊嘅葡萄園裏邊咧嚟採摘依啲葡萄嘅。咁仲要咧，佢做咧只得嗰兩桶嘅啫。咁仲要係除咗咁佢啲葡萄咧，仲要係好年份咧，佢先至會釀製嘅 Three Rivers。如果係唔好嘅咧，佢就唔會做嘅。咁所以大概十年到咧，只會出三次，最多都係四次嘅啫。咁啊，而佢出呢啲酒咧，佢唔係 expect 係賣喺個大眾化咁，因為佢個價錢都幾有昂貴啦。咁佢就亦都係想希望係真係欣賞 Three Rivers 咧嗰啲人咧去買嘅。咁所以佢入嗰啲 bottle 咧都係出 Magnum。即是兩支750大樽裝那些那個 bottle size 的，咁啊而佢都係嗰支酒都係四位數字嘅，咁我諗喺澳洲嚟講都算係好貴啦。咁啊，但係嗰支酒咧，佢係亦都好多人係會買咗咧嚟儲埋，咁啊跟住好耐好耐好耐，即係陳年可以擺三十四十年先至攞出嚟飲咁樣樣，咁啊係一個 collectible item 嚟嘅。
Australia has produced some really incredible winemakers, right? So I love asking this question. So is there someone you consider as a mentor apart from Rob, or is he your only mentor?
咁啊，到到最後，咁我問佢，問阿 Chris， 我話咁你覺得喺你生命中邊個係即係個影響力好大？係咪唔通係咪阿 Rob 你嘅師傅咧？咁
，It's a very interesting question, Amy. I think Rob. You, I really tapped into somebody who really understood what he was doing. Mm-hmm. The other one that's had a very strong influence on me because we've all sort of worked as collaborative, borrowing equipment off each other. Mm-hmm. I think Peter Lehman was an extremely influential winemaker through that generation before mine. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, certainly helped to establish the way that Barossa Shiraz suddenly became an international recognised sensation. And of course his sons, David and Philip, are now making their own wine and they're doing an incredible job. So it's really good seeing these things evolving this way.
That's great.
Chris 就話其實除了 Rob 之外呢，他亦都是受 Peter Lehman 很多幫助啦。咁當時佢哋大家都係大家借一下啲唔同嘅啲工具啊，咁啊大家學習啊交流啊嗰啲咁樣樣。咁所以呢即係佢喺佢依個成個journey 做酒咧，咁啊佢真係由一個中意到對於一個 wine label 好奇，到自己去試酒，到去 travel， 到自己成功咗做 Three Rivers， 咁一步一步咧，其實Chris 咧都係即係可以講話佢越做越好，同埋咧佢啲酒咧而家真係個即係全世界啲人都知道。
And I think finally you know, I just wanted to close today's interview to first thank you for your time. I think it's absolutely excellent, fantastic. Like, you know, yesterday we had the wine tasting and I know that there's a lot of things lined up. All of a sudden everyone's wanting to know what's Chris doing with Three Rivers and everyone wanted to try your wines. And I think the latest release on the 2019 on the dry growing was fabulous. And in particular, when I was saying yesterday at the dinner that not because we didn't want to finish a bottle, it was so good that we were fighting who's going to have the last drop. That's why we end up sitting for 2.5 weeks and it was still beautiful.
Brilliant.
So thanks again for your time, Chris, and it's lovely talking to you. And I hope this plenty more opportunity where we could invite you back to Sydney. And this time that the wine club members are listening and I'm sure they'll be asking us to host a dinner with you. But this time it won't be Western food. So it'll be Chris Ringan food, wines pairing with Chinese food. Mm-hmm. So when that time comes, I'll reach out. Thank you, Beta.
Thank you very much, Jin. Excellent.
Come on, do it, Jimmy.咁我就多谢咗阿 Chris 可以俾个时间俾我做个 interview 啦。咁啊，我亦都希望下一次有机会可以再同阿 Chris 再做多一次访问，或者甚至邀请佢过嚟雪梨，咁啊，同我哋班 One Club 嘅 member 一齐食个饭，咁啊，大家再交流交流嘅。咁好啦， 咁我依個 interview 嘅 translation 咧，咁我大概就係咁樣樣啦。咁啊，各位聽眾，你會唔會而家聽完咗之後，對阿 Chris 或者佢嘅酒有多啲認識咧？咁啊，如果有啲咩 questions 或者有啲咩 feedback 嘅，咁啊，再留言俾我哋。咁我諗我今日嘅時間亦都差唔多啦。咁我亦都喺度同各位講聲拜拜啦，拜拜。